KXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 70 degrees for the high today. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Can we please just take a couple of minutes just to talk about the two weird-ass cabinets?
Moose is like, this seems like the most pressing thing today, honestly. The two weird-ass cabinets honestly, above the furniture.
Well, just hear me out, because this is honestly something that has been weighing on me for quite some time. And I know what you're thinking. What cabinets? I'm talking about those two weird-ass cabinets above the fridge.
Nobody, does everybody have them, though?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Nobody knows what's in them, including the people who live there. Nobody.
Yeah.
And I've been wondering for years what my parents keep in those cabinets above the fridge.
Well, first of all, they're hard to access. Let's just call it for what it is.
I don't ask because they don't tell me.
Right.
But out of respect, when I go to their house, I don't even bother to look because it's too much of a hassle.
Right.
I would have to move stuff.
You got to get a step stool.
Top of the fridge. To to open them up, 585-252-9800. I'm dead serious about this. What in God's name do you guys keep in those two cabinets above the fridge? And I don't know what's wrong with me today, but I can't stop thinking about it. I want it to be like a secret passage, or I'm just dying to find a severed head.
Right. You know, whatever you have to do. To kind of distract yourself today is good with me. If it's the two cabinets above the fridge, pop off, King, go all the way.
I've been thinking about this since yesterday. You, like, Hannah, your parents, they got the two weird cabinets above the fridge?
We got the weird cabinets.
What are they keeping them?
Cleaning supplies, like
that's
sprays.
So, they that's so inaccessible. It's so inaccessible.
Why you have to, like, climb up.
Why do they keep it up there?
I don't know, so nobody eats them by accident. We got kids in the house.
What are they eating? A bottle of Clorox?
Yeah. The Tide Pods.
They're pretty colors. I can understand why.
I keep liquor in mine, but you, I don't drink. Like, I don't.
You keep
I
the
forget
Malibu.
It's even up. Yeah. You put
the Malibu in there.
Like the Tito's. But it's like, I'm not hosting. When I first moved into my place, I was hosting like every single week. And now I'm like, if anyone comes over here, like, don't come. You know what I mean? Just don't come.
I think. I don't know what's in mine. I've never opened them up in my apartment.
You're not using it for storage?
No, it's so I have so much storage in my apartment, Breezy. You've seen all the cabinets
right,
in the closet.
There is a lot.
I don't know what's up there. I should look when I get home, but I'd have to find a step stool.
So you're telling me you've been thinking about this since yesterday, but you haven't looked? Knowing you and your personality, that seems off-brand.
We should look together.
I don't have time today.
I would love.
I have a flight together.
You know what? I should, because my landlord said there is something in there from the last tenant. I don't know what it is. I think, I'm almost positive it's a cable box. But I'm not using that.
Interesting.
Who still has a cable box?
Your landlord's like, there's a landline up there if you need it.
Okay. Here.
So crazy.
Joe says, I keep all my water bottles in that cabinet because my wife forces me to do so.
What?
Tupperware Moose, we keep Tupperware in those two weird-ass cabinets. I can see Tupperware totally makes sense. I don't know what I would put in there. I have no idea. But it's driving me nuts.
This person says, I keep breakfast items like cereal, oatmeal, syrup, coffee, all above the fridge.
How can anybody access?
It's such a pain in the ass. This person says, probably a gun. Nobody's looking. And if you really need to go grab it, you can.
Yeah, but then you got to find a ladder.
I know. Like someone, you're like, wait, hold up. Hold up one second. I'm going to grab a step stool, grab my gun, and then we can resume this. Like, nobody's going to do that.
The gun is in the cabinets, but the bullets are down the hall. Just give me a second.
I would argue this. Listen. I think cabinets are kind of low-key useless. There I said it.
It doesn't even make sense.
I
without cabinets, you just have a bunch of crap laying around your place.
But for as much stuff and things that I have cabinets in my apartment that I never open, never, ever, ever, that are just filled with garbage. I don't need anything in there.
All of my cabinets, when I moved in, what's the plastic mat you lay down on the shelves?
Oh, yeah.
You know, for traction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't be me, but love that for you.
That's that's in all my cabinets. But the two cabinets above the fridge, never opened them.
Yeah.
I don't, because they're so high. And it's totally out of character for me. You know what I'm saying?
You.
I'm just dying
to... I can just see you, like, planking your own refrigerator.
I don't know why this has been weighing on me.
Yeah.
Who's this person? I, too, have been wanting to find a head in those cabinets when I go to other people's homes. Mm-hmm. I use mine for storage. I have a jacket in there and a couple of extra dishware.
Moose, thoughts on people who keep items on the top of their fridge?
Oh, my God. I could never. Are you... drive me nuts. That's so sloppy. All the cereal in the jars with, like, cookies in them or a tissue box. No way, man. There's a place for everything. You're keeping all that crap on the fridge. Aesthetically, it looks terrible. I'm sorry. There, I said it.
Yeah.
First of all, can we go back to this last text? Neither of those things go together. You're keeping a jacket and dishware together in those cabinets. What?
What? Please, please, enlighten me. Make it make sense.
Do you think that we maybe lost listeners?
I'd rather be talking about this than quite literally anything.